Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. By the way, code word today for the Sting tickets is breath. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October with the Sting 3.0 tour, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets. If you want to enter, just text the word breath to 20357. Obviously, for every breath you take, the Police song. Text breath to 20357, and you've got a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. It's a Live Nation show, and again, the code word is breath. Text it to 20357. 5-7. Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he's the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. You know, the Marlins open the season 1 week from today.
Hey!
How about that? Kind of exciting.
Baseball guy now. Me and Jazz are tight.
Yeah. And Jazz Chisholm.
I would say so. My ace.
Is he mic'd up? I could barely hear Appel. Can you hear Appel?
He got a big microphone, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. Is he mic'd up, Solana?
He was during the commercial break. I heard him loud and clear.
I'm here.
All right. There he is. Josh Appel is with us. Let me ask you about Shohei Ohtani first before we, you know, talk Marlins and Panthers and Dolphins. Has the Shohei Ohtani story, I don't want to get into the weeds on it, but has it, I don't know, taken away from the beginning of MLB season, and has it stolen some of the thunder from the beginning of March Madness?
I don't know if it's taken away any of the thunder from the beginning of the baseball season, because I'm not certain how many people actually know that those two games that they're playing in Korea counted the last 2 days.
Fair.
Because they're still spring training games going on. These two teams are going to have a little break, come back here, and still play more spring training games before they pick up the regular season. It also helps that these games are happening in the middle of the night and ending right when everybody wakes up in the morning. And the fact that there is March Madness kind of, I think, kind of dampens a little bit how much louder it could be if not for the first day of March Madness starting today. So,
isn't it good for baseball, though?
What, to have the face of baseball in a gambling?
Just to have some eyes on them. Because like they're saying, Hawk, like nobody even knows those games matter.
No,
I wake up 7 a.m. and I'm watching a baseball game, and I'm like, hey, man, the Tatis is up. But
no,
I didn't know the game mattered.
How would that help the sport, though, to have a gambling imbroglio?
It's just
with
gambling.
The most,
Bruno Mars is $50 million in debt.
I thought about Bruno. I'm with you if it's just gambling. If it's gambling on baseball, they have an unbelievable problem on their hands.
Yes, I feel what you're saying.
The thing that bothers me the most about this, and I get that it is naturally going to happen because the stories, I don't know if they contradicted, but they were different from the get-go when this broke. But the immediate turn to conspiracy theories and things of that nature when something like this happens without any of the actual information. Like, the journalists who are covering this are still gathering information and covering this story. It's not going to go away. And it's such a serious thing involving such, as you pointed out, someone who is the face of baseball, who was the most talked about offseason acquisition since he came here to the United States. Like, I don't love that that's where we immediately go. But at the same time, like, because of the differing stories at the beginning of this, when it broke, it lends itself to that naturally. I just don't like it because we don't have all the information and we don't actually know what's going on. And people want to now act like experts that they know the whole story already without any of the proof of something happening one way or the other.
And I will tell you where I stand on it. I talked to Appel earlier today, but where I stand on it, the guy makes, guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. I don't care if he spends $4 million on a home. If he spent $4 million on a home, I would probably say, why are you only spending $4 million on a home? I don't care if he spends $4 million on a yacht, on a vacation, and I don't really care if he spends $4 million gambling himself or if he spends $4 million bailing out his friend from a gambling debt. I don't give a crap. His money, and it's a, you know, drop in the bucket when it comes to what he's worth. If it's on baseball, though, they're going to have a problem because Pete Rose, one of the all-time greats, is banned from the sport. Just a never-ending punishment because you can't gamble on baseball. So if the bets, and baseball also has a policy that you can't bet through a bookmaker. It's got to be a legal gambling site, and this wasn't. But I don't care what he does with his money. I really don't.
Not changing the outcomes of games.
And, you know, people are saying, oh, it's so crazy. There's no way that he would bail his friend out from a huge gambling debt. That's not necessarily true, because if I had that kind of money and I had a friend who was facing serious problems, I don't think that I would hesitate to do something like that. Again, if you came to me, Appel, with a $3,000 gambling debt, and said, like, my life is over if I don't pay this. I don't mean literally life is over, but, like, I'll never be able to dig out of this. Yeah, so I help someone out. So I don't.
I have three friends right now that owe me money. It wasn't gambling.
Right.
Circumstances that came up, and I was like, oh, you need, you know, whatever it is. I got it. I got you.
And by the way, athletes and celebrities and entrepreneurs, like, they often seed friends. I believe this happened with LeBron and Rich Paul. They seed friends money to begin businesses or careers and hope to get something in return. So I don't. Nothing about the story bothers me other than the fact if he was betting on baseball.
I'm so glad that you offered this because I'm 0-3 so far today in March Madness. So if you want to send me over a Venmo,
you
that
are
would be very nice of you.
I mean, I've got this new thing that I'm addicted to, which is gambling on first basket and last basket of a basketball game. And one day I am going to hit the first basket just so I know what it feels like to get to the end of the game where I can worry about the last basket.
You know what the funniest thing is? We were at Twin Peaks last time. Josh put me to the side. Hey, man, I got a bead on this college basketball.
He
bro.
Knows nothing.
I think I've cracked the code. You just take six heavy money line favorites and put them in a parlay. They'll never lose. I won it once, and I've lost.
There's
like the next
never
six
upsets in March Madness. That's a great strategy by you. There's never any upsets. You've never heard the term
season.
Cinderella story when it comes to the tournament.
I got you, Crowder.
Listen,
come here.
I lost a terrible parlay because Youngstown State lost in a three at the buzzer in overtime. It was brutal.
Oh, I can imagine.
I cracked the code.
Can imagine your shock when that happened.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.